you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Giants are world champions.
Welcome to the Giants Insider Podcast on NBCSportsBayArea.com. Introducing your host, San Francisco Giants Insider, Alex Pavlovich.
Hey everybody, it is September 13th and the Giants have not won a game this month, which you probably know. It's been a terrible month, but I think we look for bright spots here, and one of them to me has been today's podcast guest. I think Aramis Garcia has done a very nice job behind the plate, and that's not just me saying it. I mean, that is something pitchers have said, and Bruce Bochy has said repeatedly. He has come a long way defensively and in terms of calling games, and they feel very comfortable with him back there, and also has done pretty well at the plate. He is 6-for-15 so far, 2 home runs, obviously had a memorable homer for his first big league hit, a nice way to do that, and really has just done a nice job, and I think an important job given that this offseason the Giants, I'm sure, will try to bring Hundley back, but they don't quite know if Buster Posey's going to be ready for opening day, and they don't know how much rest he might need early in the season or how much first base he might have to play next year. So having a guy who is going to be at that level, kind of that AAA, ready to break into the majors level like Aramis is, and has proven that he can do it up here a little bit, I think is going to be important for them and allow them to maybe worry about making additions elsewhere instead of worrying about having to go out and get a couple veteran catchers. So I think he's had a good month and certainly put himself on track to go in next spring with a shot to make the opening day roster, depending on what happens with Buster. He is the guest today. He is somebody who I've talked to quite a lot over the years. He's been in spring training. He has always been the guy, it seems, who catches the rehab starts in San Jose with Bumgarner when he was down there. So he's very familiar with these guys and just overall has done a nice job. I hope you guys enjoy this conversation. You might have noticed a lot of young players recently. So if you're somebody who is looking towards the future, the last month or so of podcasts has basically been rookies. So hope you enjoyed that. First, a word from our sponsor. As always, Wendy's. Right now, indulge in all fall flavors with Wendy's new Harvest Chicken Salad with apples, brown sugar, walnuts, bacon, grilled chicken, and apple cider vinaigrette. Only for a limited time at participating Wendy's. Those are all good things. Thank you, as always, to Wendy's. Thank you guys, as always, for downloading and subscribing and leaving reviews if you can. Now here is Aramis Garcia.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
All right, Aramis Garcia, I've had you on the podcast before as a minor leaguer. Now you're a big leaguer. First of all, what's the first, I guess, 2 weeks now been like for you?
You know, the first week was crazy. You know, just all the emotions and, you know, having my family here to take it all in with me, it was pretty special. Second week, you know, I feel like I've settled down a little bit and, you know, with the road trip and everything like that, but it's been amazing.
Have you surprised yourself a little bit? I mean, I don't think you hit a homer at Triple-A this year and not really been a huge part of your game the last couple of years to come up here and right off the bat do it on a Friday night here and then go do it at Coors Field too.
Yeah. You know, Triple-A was, I feel like it was a little crazy just because that whole month I feel like I was just moving around a lot and couldn't really get into a rhythm in my time there. I mean, here I feel like it's a little easier to stay prepared just because everywhere you go, even on the road, you know, there's batting cages and machines and things like that. So I feel like it's a little easier to stay sharp up here. So, yeah.
How much can you do this month in terms of working with Alonso and working with Rick and maybe some of the veterans just sit? It's kind of like a mini spring training for you in a way, even though you're probably not going to play more than a couple times a week to just work on your swing and things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, you learn a lot just by watching other guys too, you know, so, but, you know, also just those little conversations and just to be around, you know, Shu and and Zoe that have been in the game for such a long time. You know, they just giving you little, you know, little nuggets along the way, just things you pick up on and things you can implement into your game. So just having that as a resource, and you know, those two guys, and you know, even the guys in the clubhouse just to talk to, has been awesome.
You have two veteran catchers ahead of you, and one of them's hurt, but what kind of conversations have you had, especially the last week? I know Derek Holland told us the other night one thing Nick has done is kind of try to help you out a little bit, and I know you've been sitting in on maybe some of the planning meetings for pitchers. What has Nick done over the last couple of weeks to help you out?
I'm so thankful for Nick and just you know, the way that he's really embraced me, and Eli too. You know, they both have just made themselves more than available to me, and just having them there, you know, like I said, like another resource. I really feel like they've helped me to the point where I'm just another piece of the puzzle. And when I do get in there, you know, there's no steps missed or anything like that. So I feel like, just in terms of helping me stay ready and confident, I feel like they've helped me tremendously.
What has Nick told you about maybe succeeding at this level and succeeding at, you know, Buster's a catcher here, but succeeding right in a backup role where you aren't quite sure when you're going to start?
Yeah, you know, he's helped me a lot. You know, I've had questions on how he stays ready, you know, because as a backup, you're playing two, maybe three times a week. You know, it just depends on, you know, how things go or whatever. But he's given me some great advice, you know, on how to, you know, some things that I could do to stay ready. But yeah, you know, like I said, just having all those resources here and, you know, having him help me along the way has been great.
I know Buster wasn't on the road trip, but you did tell us when you got called up, you hoped to maybe chat with him a little bit and pick his brain. Have you had that opportunity over the last couple of weeks to talk to him, whether it's on the bench or in the clubhouse?
Yeah, you know, Buster's been great too. I mean, he's been great, you know, since I've signed with the Giants. We exchanged numbers, and you know, he pretty much told me that if there's ever anything that I needed, that, you know, he's available to me. But he actually gave me some great advice on my, you know, before my first start, just to, you know, just told me that, you know, it's going to feel pretty fast out there at times, but you know, just to remember that, you know, I've done it 1,000 times, and I really feel like that put me at ease, you know, before my first start. And and yeah, you know, he's been another one that's been helping me a lot too.
Have you taken anything mechanical from him as far as catching or throwing and what you can do out there?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I feel like I've been watching Buster, you know, since spring training, you know, my first year here. But but yeah, you know, a lot of the early work that I do, you know, YD will tell me too that, you know, Buster thinks a lot about this, and, you know, it helps a lot. You know, he's been up here for, you know, almost 10 years, and he's been the best ever since he's gotten up here. So, you know, just having him, being able to work with him every day is special.
It feels like it'd be intimidating if Buster gave you his number and said you can text me anytime. Have you taken advantage of it, or?
I haven't yet, but it is pretty cool having him as a contact in my phone book. So
that is what I feel like he was probably being truthful, that you could text him and ask him questions during the course of the year. One thing I noticed the other day, and we saw Nick, you know, in Milwaukee working the umpires a little bit, and even got to the point where he got ejected. But I was curious, from your perspective as a rookie, somebody who doesn't know these guys, are you working on building that relationship already, or is it just kind of like a, hey, how are you doing?
You know, I feel like any time you're out there, you have to try and, you know, build some type of relationship. I feel like it helps you, you know. I mean, anytime you have a relationship to where you can talk to an umpire as opposed to, you know, maybe arguing with him back there, because, you know, that happens too. But yeah, I mean, I feel like anytime you can build that relationship is a good opportunity to do that.
What's your style with umpires? Because I can't imagine you arguing very much, but maybe between the lines there's something we don't see.
You know, you try to keep it professional, but, you know, at the same time, my pitcher's, you know, working hard out there and I'm working hard behind the plate trying to get as many calls as possible, or, you know, present the pitch where across the plate exactly, you know. So I feel like there's a fine line, you know. You gotta have that good relationship with them, but if they're missing some calls back there, you feel like they're being a little tight, then you gotta let them know.
Have you felt comfortable in the, I think, three starts you've been up here to maybe nudge a guy and say, hey, I thought you missed one there?
Yeah, you know, like I said, it's that fine line. I always try to be respectful, you know, because they are human back there, and you know, they're not gonna be perfect But, you know, like I said, I have no problem at all, you know, nudging an umpire and maybe asking him where he got it. And then, you know, if they're open to it, a lot of them will ask me where I had it. And I told them, you know, that I thought that might have been a strike. And then, you know, you just go from there.
Have you had guys that, who come up to the plate, do they understand that you're a rookie, or do they give you some congratulations for being up? I know it does all seem like there's that relationship between the batter and the catcher, the tapping on the shin guards or whatever.
Yeah, I have had a few guys, you know, congratulate me. You know, Gio, when he came up to the plate, he's from Miami, mm-hmm. and he congratulated me. But you got to be careful too. I feel like sometimes hitters try to be nice to the catcher to try to get yeah. you know, a fastball or whatever. But yeah, you know, I have had guys come up to me and congratulate me, which has been cool because, you know, you grow up watching these guys. And for them to realize that, you know, you're a rookie and to congratulate you is pretty cool.
Is there anybody yet who you've kind of been like, man, I've watched that guy for, you've watched Buster forever, but he's a teammate, that a guy who's come to the plate and you've been like, I've seen a lot of this guy since I've been in college and now I'm trying to figure out how to get him out.
Yeah. I probably felt that way about Nolan just because, you know, I played with Jonah too. I was a big Molina fan growing up, so going to St. Louis and getting to, you know, maybe see him catch, and, you know, if I do get a start there, having him come up to the plate, I think that would be pretty cool, because he's one person that since I was like 8 or 9 years old, I looked up to.
You have to kind of figure out what to say to him if he comes up.
I probably won't know what to say, honestly. I probably try to play it cool.
You know, one thing Bochy has mentioned, and not just in press conference settings, but just chatting with him in the dugout, he's talked a lot about how far you've come defensively. What's the development? Because it, as a hitter, I mean, a lot of these guys, they do have to focus on defense, but they're able to go out there and take a couple hundred swings a day and work on the mechanics of hitting. You have to kind of walk two paths at the same time. How difficult has that been through the minors to become a better defensive catcher and learn how to call games and frame pitches and all this that we do now, but also at the same time realize that you have to hit too?
Right. No, you know, it's been a lot of hard work. You know, ever since I signed, it was my, I guess in college I was a hit first catcher. So I mean, it took some time, you know, honestly, it's something that's been really important to me, just because, you know, I'll have 4 or 5 at bats a game, but the job that I do behind the plate ultimately is going to be more important to whether we win or not. So just realizing that fact and just honestly just working extremely hard, you know, this offseason defense was a huge focus, and last year too, has been a huge focus for me, and I feel like I've made tremendous strides. Billy Hayes helped me so much mm-hmm. this year, and you know, having Eli, you know, while I'm up here, you know, helping me with my routine and what after I do catch and things like that, just helping me just has been great.
I've covered Billy for a while. It doesn't seem like he would be shy in reaching out if you're up here and he sees something. Have you talked to him since you came up?
Yeah, well, you know, we've exchanged, you know, text messages, and he made it pretty obvious in the minor leagues that he's always watching. You know, he'll text me after a start and ask me, you know, he'll ask me a question, or, you know, he'll tell me that I did a really good job, but he's always watching. But yeah, you know, and having, he's been up here for forever, you know, so having him as a resource in the minor leagues was really cool.
You mentioned the off-season work you've done. You were on the fall league list, but I think that was before you got called up. Is that still in your plans, or are you still going to try to go, or do you think another month of baseball on top of Double-A and Triple-A is going to do it?
Yeah, you know, as far as I know, I'm still going. I guess just got to see how things end up here. But in terms of plans, I'll be there.
Has this month changed your off-season plans at all, or what you might try to do, or maybe rest a little bit more after a long season?
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's always exit interviews and things like that. You know, the fall league kind of throws a little curveball at you, just because it is an extra 6 weeks of baseball. But you know, I did go last year, and I feel like I was able to prepare just as well as I did, you know, any other year. So I'm looking forward to it.
You think maybe you have a scouting report on some of these younger guys? I mean, the guys now, you see them in the fall league, the next year you see them up. Who have you played with there or played against, and now you see it across the game and go like, I kind of knew that guy was that good?
You know, I played with, well, not with, but I played against Acuna last year when he was in the fall league. And then the year before that with Gleyber Torres, but he was actually on my team. And that Gleyber honestly was unbelievable that year. So I guess you could say that you know, obviously minor league and big league pitching is a little different, but I guess you could kind of say that you kind of saw it coming. And Miguel Andujar too. Both of them had ridiculous fall leagues.
Well, I'll ask you next spring who you saw this year. Aramis, I feel like I've interviewed in spring training and the fall league I was down there, and then every time I went to see a rehab star in San Jose, I feel like you were catching that guy. So it's good to see you up here finally. Congratulations, and certainly have made the most of the start here.
Yeah, thank you. I'm definitely taking it all in.
It is out of here in the center field, and this game is over. Got him. And that's the perfect game. Swing and a miss. The Giants are world champions.
The Giants Insider Podcast on CSNBayArea.com.